Hello and welcome to the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'm Robert Dutt, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and as always, your host for the show. Ingram Micro Canada announced a bit of a reorganization recently, and for the first time in quite a while, it is a single sales leader across the organization. And appointed to that role is the guest for today's edition of the podcast, Bill Steed. Bill's been around the industry for almost 30 years, the last 10 of which have been spent in distribution, leading Canadian sales for Avnet Technology Solutions, and later, by virtue of that company being acquired, heading up Advanced Solutions for Tech Data Canada. We'll talk to Bill about his background, the opportunity he sees at Ingram Micro, and what his game plan is for getting at that opportunity. It's a great conversation, so let's get right into it. My chat with Bill Steed. Appreciate it.
Oh, Robert, it's my pleasure. As you can imagine, early days are pretty exciting, but literally looking forward to speaking with you this morning.
As you say, it's early days. Congratulations on the new gig. I guess to kind of throw it open, can I get your thoughts on the new role?
Sure. So I guess maybe talking about what brought me here probably explains sort of where I'm at. And let's talk about that a little bit. So first of all, thank you again for the time. I've been part of the Canadian IT community for about 30 years. During that time, I've been fortunate to have held roles with leading manufacturers like Sun Microsystems. I worked at a couple of reselling integrators. And for most of the past decade, I've been working in IT distribution. My background actually provides me with the ability to see things from different perspectives, and I've personally been involved in the business from three segments of the Canadian IT supply chain. So what brought me to Ingram? Well, I took a brief hiatus, and during that time, I had the good fortune to be introduced to Bill Brandel through our mutual network of contacts. After meeting with Bill and other members of his senior leadership team, I learned about the direction that Bill and the team were taking the company and the investments Ingram Micro had made in Canada. I was immediately drawn to Ingram Micro as an opportunity. So some of the things I thought were really good, the fact that Canada operates as its own entity, I saw that as very positive. Ingram's also declared their interest in bringing more advanced solutions to market in Canada, which is obviously interesting to me. I was also really impressed how Ingram had consistently demonstrated a willingness and ability to segment out an offering and treat that solution in the best way possible within the overall organizational context. It's not easy to do, and Ingram has a proven history of executing with success. An example of this would be our cloud business under Greg here in Canada. The cloud business requires a completely different sales and delivery methodology when compared to the core business of distribution. Ingram Micro accepts that the requirements are different and allows the business to operate in a somewhat autonomous manner while still being able to leverage the benefits that come with being part of the big corporation when it makes sense or when that is beneficial to the cloud business in particular. Ingram's also proven this model to be successful when developing IoT solutions here in Canada. So this type of approach in the IT and cloud business in particular is an absolute example of how to drive differentiated value that our partners can leverage to the success of the customers that they serve. Working on Bill's leadership team in Canada to continue down the path of delivering more advanced solutions is of great interest, as I said earlier, and is particularly well-suited to my background in enterprise IT. It was these factors that led me here, and I could not be more excited about the opportunity.
Now that you're in the role, I know you're just about, obviously you had some familiarity with Ingram from before becoming a full-time employee with the organization, but just now kind of getting into the role, can you talk a little bit about kind of your early days priorities, the game plan, as it were, for the beginning of your run?
Sure. Thank you. Yeah, you know, it is early days. I think today is my seventh day in the chair, and I traveled 4 days last week. So it's real, real early. I can tell you that it's all very new and it's happening quickly, as you can imagine. So I know out of the gate, I'll be devoting a great amount of time listening and learning, from all aspects. I mean, first thing I have to do actually is do all my, introductions to all my new teammates. So that's great. My immediate priority is to better understand how Ingram Micro became the largest and most successful organization in this segment of the IT supply chain. And then I'll start, collaborating with others to look for opportunities to add increased value to the business. I'll be really looking forward to collaborating with Anthony and the vendor team. start evaluating offerings, creating solutions. As you've probably heard from others around here, rather than selling product, solutions is going to be a big focus. And we'll make some bets that we can support from a sales perspective. Some of the topics for evaluation that, you know, we've been bouncing around include, but are not limited, obviously, to, you know, product mix, more enterprise-type solutions, you know, as-a-service delivery models, you know, adding in professional services. Basically, just, as I said, you know, solutions more so than SKU selling, right? Also, when I've been out speaking with partners, vendors, and integrators, they all seem to agree that there are a few topics that are consistently reported to be on the minds of IT executives here in Canada. These are security, digital transformation, and hybrid cloud and cloud architectures. Security has been an area of significant growth here at Ingram Micro, and I would be comfortable in saying that there's a great amount of work being dedicated to this topic in support of our position. I expect that we will continue to focus on this as an investment opportunity. Technology offerings are an important part of any solution, and Ingram Micro certainly has great partners in this segment, including vendors, reselling integrators, and services partners. Adding capabilities to the solution area will be key. Again, some examples might include managed as a service offerings, professional services, and cloud-based delivery models. We'll investigate the experience and success of Ingram and other regions and leverage those successes and lessons and maybe even the resources to accelerate our business here in country. These things should help our reselling partners deliver solutions to their customers, again, that they will need to be successful.
All right. If that's the game plan after 7 days in the seat, you got a lot going on, sir. you've provided some hints, I think, in that as to the answer to this. But I would like to find out from you, you know, what can Canadian partners expect from Ingram Micro and from you in particular in your new role?
Sure. Well, I mean, like I said earlier, it's early days for me. You know, we have, lots of constituents to serve. So we have, our own people here, obviously our reselling entities and our vendor partners. In the early days, I'll just try to be really visible and available to our partners, all of them and all our constituents. It's currently event season, right? It's fall. And that means I'll be out in the field quite a bit in the early going. I would encourage partners to engage in conversation when we cross paths. Can't wait to speak with you all. It will be critical for us to hear your perspectives as we formulate our plans going forward. I'm always interested in collaboration, working toward common interests and goals. Keeping lines of communication open will be key as we move through this reorganization here in Canada. I'll be interested in talking to you about what you think are high growth areas and moving into those high growth areas together with the right solutions will be to our mutual benefit. Being an advocate for the channel is something that I've always been passionate about. I will be looking for opportunity to build upon the great success that Ingram has already had to this point. And last, but certainly not the least, this is still a people business. I've had the good fortune to build a sizable network within the IT community here in Canada and abroad. I'm excited to continue engagement with my industry friends and look forward to bringing that to my new role here at Ingram Micro.
All right, great. Once again, appreciate the time and congratulations on your new role.
Thank you so much, Rob. I really appreciate the time this morning and I'll look forward to speaking with you again soon.
There you have it. New Ingram Micro Canada Sales Chief Bill Steed in his own words. I'd like to thank Bill for joining us for the podcast, thank Ingram Micro for their continuing support of the site, and of course, thank you for listening. The ChannelBuzz.ca podcast will be back later this week after I get back from Cisco's annual Cisco Connect event in Toronto, so I'll catch you then. In the meantime, we'd appreciate it if you take a moment to leave us a rating in your podcast app of choice, and of course, you can subscribe to the podcast in either Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts to make sure you never miss an episode. Until next time, I'm Robert Dutt for ChannelBuzz.ca, and I'll see you around the channel.